Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
We're always chasing those kind of plays, you know, and I think we had 25% of our, you mentioned the low number of plays, but 25% of them were explosives. That's pretty amazing. I mean, those are the things we're capable of. So more than anything, to me, it's just going to kind of keep extending. So the big plays probably are another reason why maybe but you don't want to have to be an offense that has to go, you know, 3 yards in a cloud of dust all the way down the field either. You have to make big plays. We're excited about the upcoming challenge. And Sunday Night Football in Baltimore is always something to get up for. So we're looking forward to it against a very, very worthy and good opponent. I think he's a really good player, physical. You get him on the edge in the pass rush like that. That was a help to us too, you know. Our defensive personality has always been what it is. So he fits it really well. Big plays, I think, is the biggest thing when you look at their offense. You know, they've just had a bunch of big plays. I mean, big runs. Got a rookie running back that's, you know, fast and explosive. Boy, you better have your angle set up on him. And
John Harbaugh, that was a couple of days ago, meeting with the media at a one winning drive. And the question there was, among many, the amount of levels said here, the offense of the New England Patriots and the problems that they could possibly present on Sunday night. And you heard John Harbaugh say, hey, we're excited about it. National TV got flexed to that spot of the schedule, but it's national TV nonetheless. So everyone's excited. And, you know, the Ravens went out. They go to the playoffs. It's as simple as that. They lose to New England, and they're up against it in a big, big way. Pittsburgh still has work to do themselves. We'll get into all of these crazy playoff scenarios. But he was talking about the big plays that New England can bring to the equation offensively. Drake May right now is an MVP candidate. The top three guys are Stafford, May, and probably now Josh Allen heading into the final 3 weeks of the season. And Drake May is a guy that, you know, doesn't really turn it over much. Been sacked a ton. We were talking about it yesterday, Vinny. Mm-hmm. So he's been sacked 43 times. I was stunned to see that. I mean, that's more than Lamar. That's more than the Ravens quarterbacks combined. And we see them running for their life. But he also mentioned Trayvon Henderson, the rookie running back out of Ohio State, who had a big day against Buffalo last week in a game in which New England blew the lead and a chance to win the division. But they do bring some interesting pieces to the equation. Stephon Diggs, let's not discount him.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter Henry's a red zone threat for them. So New England's coming in here with some offensive potential, including maybe the offensive rookie of the year and maybe the league's most valuable player.
Yeah. I tell you what, Bob, when you look at them and you talk about big plays, 20-plus plays, you know, plays over 20 yards, Henderson has 6 in the run game. Stevenson has 2, 3 in the pass game. Diggs has 9. Hunter Henry has 9. Boutte has 10. Mac Collins has 6. Demaryius Douglas has 6. And Austin Hooper has 5. So, I mean, all their guys have had explosive plays. So, to the point that you're talking about, you know, they have big. And, Bob, but yak yards, they don't have. Like, Diggs has 248, which is pretty pedestrian. Hunter Henry has 272. Then it's 34, 103, 160, 79. So, he throws them big plays is what he does.
Yeah, and he can extend plays, too. He can run a little bit, and
yes,
he does
can.
All these great things. And we'll get into keys on Friday. We're going to break down the Ravens film. Vinny will anyway. The win against the Bengals will start the offense coming up at 10:30. But 43 sacks, I had... Be honest with you, I didn't know that he has been under that level of duress. And Buffalo was getting at him on Sunday as well as the comeback mounted.
Yeah, Bob. I mean, I watched a little film this morning. And remember when Will Campbell, they drafted him 4th overall,
yep,
left
Nolan,
tackle
Nolan
from LSU.
Was talking about him yesterday. Yep.
And he's out. And they're Vidarian Lowe, number 59, is the left tackle. You know, and anytime you're playing a backup tackle, it's not great. And their right tackle... Morgan Moses is the right tackle.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Is he part in the Red Sea?
Yeah. So, I mean, their tackles, Bob, are not, you know, they're not great. They're not great. So, I mean, that they kind of got a bunch of backups other than their left guard. You know, Jared Wilson, he's a 3rd-round pick. Otherwise, Garrett Bradbury came from the Vikings, you know, and Lowe came from the Vikings, too. So, I mean, the O-line, pass-blocking-wise, Bob, not great, especially the 2 tackles.
But they can run the ball effectively. Even Ramondre Stevenson, who missed time with injuries, which opened the door for Henderson.
Because yeah.
Early in the year, and we'll talk about this with Chad Graff from The Athletic at 12:30, covers the Patriots. Early in the year, it's like they're reluctant to give Henderson the ball. Then Stevenson got hurt, and all of a sudden he got it. And he had that, breakout against Tampa, I believe it was, where he just went bananas in that one and hasn't looked back since.
Yeah.
So they run the ball fine, but the pass protection, holy crap.
To me, just watching a little bit of it, and we'll get into it more tomorrow, the thing they use a lot of 2 tight ends. Bob, remember the Patriots, you know, I mean, when Brady was playing, because it's the same offense. With Josh McDaniels, they'll use a lot of 2 tight ends and stuff, you know, to help block. But what their offensive line does in the run game, they stay on their feet. And they put a body on a body. And they got those running backs, Bob, they run hard. They run downhill, and they run hard, and Henderson's fast as hell. You know, I mean, that's what they do. But the biggest thing is like, the difference between them and the Ravens is, you know, the Ravens' offensive linemen are on the ground a lot. They stay on their feet. And all, it's not like they knock people. They just get in the way. You know, and the running backs, boom, they're passed.
We heard John Harbaugh in the opening of the show here talking about Lamar getting more competent was the question. But John Harbaugh elaborated where we made big plays. Not a question of whether or not Lamar's competent. He's been running with more Lamar-like finesse and effectiveness. And the one pick that he threw was a deflection off the hands of Zay Flowers here. But he mentioned the Ravens' big plays Sunday against Cincinnati, which have been lacking in this offense here for the last few weeks.
They had 8 of them. 8 plays over 20 yards, Bob. And, you know, I mean, they were all big plays, whether it was run or whether it was pass plays. You know, Zay had a couple of them, you know, in the pass game. But the runs, you know, and to get a big play in the run stuff, is like on one of them, Bob, it's Derrick Henry making the safety miss. It's Keaton Mitchell outrunning the safety. You know, so it's like, you know, were things perfectly blocked? The one play, you know, the first play of the third quarter, we pitched it. That was extremely well blocked. And even Zay Flowers had a beautiful block on that one. But otherwise, Bob, it's a back making somebody miss. Because how many, if Derrick Henry doesn't make the safety miss, it's a 5-yard gain. But it ends up being, what, a 32-yard run or whatever it was. I mean, that's the key. The back's got to make, if they can make one guy miss or whatever in there, big play chances.
It's 58-81-0-5-7, the Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob, Andy, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw on the other side of the glass. We heard John Harbaugh finally, as we wrap up the opening segment, talking about Draymond Jones and the impact that he has had on the defense. And, you know, 5 quarterback hits, didn't get a sack, but he was causing mayhem in the backfield there for the Cincinnati Bengals. And Draymond Jones is a guy, in my opinion, and I know he was on a hot streak coming in from Tennessee, but I think he has far exceeded expectations for a defense. He might not be putting up major sack numbers like Owe is, by the way, in L.A. with the Chargers, which we'll get to during the Heroes, but he's disruptive. And they were lacking disruption, and that was including Owe when he was here.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, Bob. For the way the Ravens play, Draymond Jones is a lot better player than Owe was for the Ravens. Now, for the Chargers, you know, I haven't even watched him, but he's got 7 sacks. So he's doing good for them. But if he was still with the Ravens, would he have more than 2 sacks? Probably not.
He had 0 when he left.
Right. But Draymond is getting to the quarterback. And the biggest thing is, especially this pass game, was they got there with 4. They got pressure a lot of times with just 4, you know, and they didn't play man coverage. They were playing soft zone and stuff. So that was big.
Now, something we talked about yesterday on the show is you were off to Atlanta. We'll talk about that as the program progresses. Nolan and I were talking about the loss of Teddy Buchanan. And Nolan, you think this is a loss that cannot be kind of swept under the rug in a big scheme of NFL knee injuries. Patrick Mahomes, Micah Parsons dominate the headlines, but Teddy Buchanan's an all-rookie team-level guy, and losing him now creates an issue, I would think. And we want Trenton Simpson to do well, but Nolan, you think this one's going to be a bigger deal than maybe the national media portrays it to be?
Well, it's twofold. One, Trenton Simpson, we've seen it, right? We've seen it for multiple years now. He's not going to magically turn into a different player. Maybe with a full opportunity, maybe that helps a little bit. But like I mentioned yesterday, this isn't the first time this year that he's been asked to play a starter share of reps. When Roquan was injured earlier, both Buchanan and Simpson were playing pretty much 100% of the snaps. But the other side of it is that Buchanan was a sure thing tackler, second leading tackler on the team. And that's something that I think, I'll speak for myself, you start to take for granted a little bit. I mean, it's kind of a baseline expectation for your defense. If you're in position to make the tackle, wrap them up. I mean, you're in the NFL, for God's sake, let's make it happen. But you know how ugly it can get when your team isn't good at tackling. And there was a moment earlier this year, within the first 5-6 weeks of the season, where the Ravens defense was pretty poor at tackling. And at times that's lingered. So I'm not comfortable with losing one of my best guys in that area.
Especially when you're getting ready to play a team that runs the heck out of the ball. You know, I mean, that's going to be the thing. The thing watching Simpson on film is he plays much better when the rotation of defensive linemen is Jenkins and Jones. When it's Okoye and
Urban.
They get up to the linebackers a little bit easier and stuff, and he's not as effective.
Yeah, I think Ray Lewis might have some problem in that scenario. But it's a season-ending injury for Teddy Buchanan, who was having a brilliant rookie season based on his draft status and his status coming into the season in regards to expectations. It's Woman Crush Wednesday. Ravens are 3-point favorites at the home, where they're 3-5 against an undefeated road team, the New England Patriots, who could clinch a playoff spot with a win. We were talking yesterday. You know, if the Ravens went out, they'll go to the playoffs. But come on, man. They've beaten one team with a winning record, and that was the Bears.
Yeah.
Almost 2 months ago.
I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Then they got to go to Green Bay without Micah Parsons, which is a huge, huge help.
But the playoff scenarios, we go into this playoff machine. Cool C brought it up yesterday. If Baltimore beats New England and Detroit beats Pittsburgh, then the Green Bay game for the Ravens is meaningless. Then it's all about what happens in the finale against Pittsburgh, I think. Isn't that what it was?
Well, so the Ravens game would be meaningless against Green Bay, and Pittsburgh's game against Cleveland would also be meaningless.
Okay, got it. So that's an all for the marbles.
It's a lot of moving parts here.
Yes. I mean, come on.
Why? Because what if Pittsburgh lost to Detroit and to Cleveland and the Ravens go 1-1? Then I guess then they're tied, right?
Go to the playoff machine.
I'm not doing it again.
1057 the fan. You want to get in, you can. At 410-583-1057. Theoretically, could the Ravens run the table? I say no.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but what do you think, everybody? Get in here at 410-583.
I'm the biggest homer in the room.
You should be like with Marge and Bob apart running around with you. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Sam Cohn will be joining us from the Baltimore Sun, 11 o'clock. Talk about the Ravens heading into this big game against New England at home, where the Ravens have sucked all year long. Got Vinny's film in between about the offense. And then Mike Bordick will be joining us 11:30, Oriole Hall of Famer, talking about the active offseason of the Birds of Baltimore, which I think deserves a thumbs up at least.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.